It is December 1. It is the first day of summer. And in Australia, you know what that means? It means heat. It means sunshine. It means swimming. And if we're not careful, it means sunburn. Did you know that 2 in 3 Australians will be diagnosed with skin cancer by the age of 70? Do you know how to check your own skin for any changes? Well, this morning we're talking to Dr. Priya Chagan, who is the GM of Health Services and Chief Medical Officer at TEL, to find out a few more tips for keeping across good skin health. Morning, Dr. Priya. How are you?
Morning, Woody. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, how often should we be checking our skin?
It's a good idea to do it on a regular basis. Usually we recommend every 3 months to be doing a self-check. So that's really getting to know your skin, getting to know your spots, and obviously if there are any changes that you see, to then go and see your doctor for a professional skin check.
Yeah, right. And if we are kind of looking, because I've got this mix of like, I'm quite olive, but then I'm also quite like moly. How do I stay across my moles? Is there a specific way of checking, or is it just a matter of kind of looking at them and keeping an eye on them?
So there's a really good acronym which is simple to remember, and it's SCAN. So it's easy to remember. You scan your skin on a regular basis. And what that stands for is the S is for a spot that is sore. So you might see a mole that looks scaly. It might be itching. It might even be bleeding, or it looks like it's not healing. The C is for changing. So if you see a change in size, shape, or color. The A is for abnormal. So it's a spot that looks different from the ones around it. We call it the ugly duckling, so it just doesn't look like the other ones. and the N is new, so any new spots that haven't been there before. So if you pick up any of these changes, it's really important to obviously notice any changes. And if you see any of these, that should be a trigger to go and see your doctor.
Right, to go and get somewhere. Is there such thing as a healthy tan at all?
Not really. You know, it's really, you know, as you've said, it's 1st of December, the sun's out, and as the weather warms up, and not just in sunny weather, you know, even in cloudy weather, you're exposed to UV radiation. And, you know, Australia is lucky. We have wonderful sunshine, and we do love being outdoors. So it's so important to protect your skin when you are out and about. Make sure that you're wearing sunscreen, you're wearing protective clothing. We've got a TEL Spot Checker website, so it's a hub of resources. It's got some really good advice and tips and tricks to stay safe in the sun.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. And it's funny you mentioned that, actually. When I was looking at the weather this morning about the cloud cover, it still says our UV index is extreme. So, yes. That is interesting. Even when it's cloudy, you can still get sunburnt. In terms of sunscreens, like, do we just... Because, you know, what's the balance between getting... Do you still get vitamin D if you wear sunscreen?
That you know, sunscreen, there's so many different types. And, yeah. And it's best to... Obviously, you want to get the high sun protection factor.
Yep.
The Cancer Council of Australia has some really good resources. So if you're looking for information, you know, I'd suggest heading to the TEL site, which is tel.com.au / TEL Spot Checker. And we've got some really good advice, and you can even book in a professional skin check through the website.
Oh, perfect. Okay, perfect. So if you're looking at your skin, you notice anything that, like, even if you're just kind of unsure, that's the time to, like, go get a professional involved, get it checked out.
Yeah, and it's something that's really easy to do. You know, the perfect time to do it is just when you're out of the bath. If you've got a mirror in the bathroom, you know, a full-length mirror is a good way to get a good view of your spots and check your skin, and a smaller mirror for those harder-to-reach spots where it's harder to see.
And maybe if you're not that flexible, maybe you've got a friend or a loved one who can look
exactly.
at your back.
Or, yeah. Exactly. That works really well.
Yeah. Dr. Priya, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will put links to all of those things in the show notes.
Thank you, Willie.